Kwazwai, muri Zimbabwe ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome muri Zimbabwe to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We are coming to you live from Studio 7, A Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 28th of January, 2020. Muri Zimbabwe, mthakazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Mthakazo muhle muri Zimbabwe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 28th of January, 2020. Nasi muchirongwa tonight on The Connection muri Zimbabwe. We chose Sekuyisikhathi. This time last year, ilizwe lonke was joining hands. The whole country was united as we were all mourning. Kodwa namhla kuhlelo sithe hayi kuqhakathekile ngempela ukuthi we look back to what happened in January 2019 lapho ilizwe lalahlekelwa ngempela ngeqhawe nyika yese yeZimbabwe yakarasikirwa negamba guru. Today on The Connection, we decided it's important ukuthi sithakazelele impilo kamuyi Tirangare upenyu wamshakavu Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi, the man who a lot of experts argue ukuthi nguye ngempela, the man who is the arguably the most decorated Zimbabwean musician of all time. Now, Ubaba Mtukudzi was a lot of things ngempela. He was a philanthropist, he was also a human rights activist, he was also the Goodwill Ambassador, UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador to Southern Africa. What a man. So sithe namhla kuhlelo silingenise nonke mpinde mese muri eZimbabwe sixoxe ngobunengi bethu ukuthi ubaba Mthukudzi, what exactly did he do for abantu abasakhulayo, njalo ukuthi what kind of legacy did he leave behind for the youth of Zimbabwe. Saka muri eZimbabwe, in the spirit of looking back at impilo kababa Mthukudzi, Baba Mthukudzi has had the opportunity of being interviewed on VOA by a lot of different reporters from Studio 7, from Voice of America. Now, let's go back to 2018. Lapo, host of Music Time in Africa, Heather Maxwell, got a chance to catch up with Baba Mthukudzi in the spirit of looking back. Let's take a look.
Norton, Zimbabwe is the home of Pakare Paye Arts Center. The founder of the center is Oliver Mthukudzi, the legendary Tuku. We're about to meet him, the perfect time to catch up with him, find out what he's up to, and see how he's giving back to the community through music. Tuku, it is such an honor and a privilege to be here at your gorgeous arts center up here in Norton, Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, sir. It's good to see you once again after how many years? I think that was 2012.
It was, and you were in the VOA studio in Washington, D.C.
Yes. Hey, thank Oliver. You. How you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm fine, thanks. Nice. And I said then, I really would like to visit your school. Can I do that if I come to Zimbabwe? And you said...
Oh, yes, you can. You're welcome.
So tell me, what has been happening and what are you doing now with your music?
Well, I'm here to release my 67th album, so I'm very excited.
What is going to be different or special about this album? I mean, that might be hard to say since you've done so many, but is there one thing?
Oh, yes. Every album has got its own topic. It's got its own agenda. And this one is about the whole world, why the world is having disputes. I guess it's we are all in the wrong positions that God created us for. That's why. We are following our passion instead of being who we are.
How do you know who you are?
Parents are supposed to help you identify yourself. And I believe children talk to their parents that, hey, this is who I am. And parents feel otherwise. No, I want my baby to be a doctor, a medical doctor. and they push their child to be a medical doctor, and yet he was created to play a drum.
Right now, we're in front of the SAM at the Kudzi Conference Center, dedication to your lost son. I'm so sorry about that.
Well, he is the one who started the conference center, so...
Yeah, it's his.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you're just too tired now to keep touring?
Well, age is catching up, but I can't run away from myself. I have to do it.
Tuku Oliver Mutukudzi, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. Thank you. And it's good to see you again.
All right. Well, you saw it there. Tadzora Ndagaro Tataiwa. Let's go back to 2018. Lapo, the host of a Music Time in Africa, Heather Maxwell's VOA lady, caught up with Ubabu Oliver Mtukudze, and he was talking about how, he's getting old. He's released over 60 albums. Mtshakazo Muhle, 60 albums. Kodwa uthe, hi, music is all he is. He can't stop being himself. So that was Ubabu Oliver Mtukudze. What kind of legacy did Ubabu Oliver Mtukudze leave for you? Umuntu ongisakhulayo, young musicians, what kind of legacy did Ubabu Oliver Mtukudze leave for you? Sakala mshila upina mchirongwa, pinda mchirongwa, muri ya Zimbabwe, what songs did you love from Ubabu Oliver Mtukudze? Njaluguti, what did those songs mean to you? Njaluguti, yeah, Ubabu Mtukudze. What did he resemble? What kind of legacy did he leave behind? We're broadcasting live on our radio on a 909 medium wave frequency. Sikona njalugu 4930, 15460, njalugu 13860 kilohertz short wave. On the internet, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages as we speak, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, sikona njalugu www.voandebele.com. Linga kushupela zuluga ndaba ugutu sikona gu Facebook, saka Musa Kangano Jekare, that we're broadcasting live on Facebook on our three web pages. Saka kanamchidopina mchirongwa, abafisungena kuhlelo, you can write your name and number in the comment section and we'll be calling you live on air. Magatera chirongwa chedu chewe chidiki, muri ya Zimbabwe, uhlelo The Connection, lilami umai kowe.
Hey, hola, Jipiko, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3. BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3 on Twitter and Jalogo Instagram, so you can chat it up with me after the program. Worked off for the next hour, sikona lapa, emakasini ama tatu ku VOA Ndebele, ku VOA Shona, Jalogo VOA Studio 7. So before I head over to the first young gentleman, hi, who's going to be joining me live, Ekwimeni, let us check what people are saying about Ubabu Tuku. Anzi, ipapeje lelure VOA Shona, marozanyo rao, anzi, tetema vi, chimbofo naikani, vaisa number, aiwa, tichakufundrai, nasari pachurongo, ndini Mike Ove, kwete tetema vi. Egas Bati, yes, Mkoma, say, how far today, watching you from Kapa, you put his number, aiwa, Mkoma, egi, tichakufundrai, Donald Mamboma, live and clear, vaisa number, aiwa, tinotena Mkoma, doni, tichakufundrai, Funerai. Tell you when uti tuku. Ngempela tuku. Anzina Bosch Chaya Kuru Bopoto. That's his favorite song, Bopoto. Eges Banyura Anzichikon Zero. chaita msoro uteme aiwa ngempela ngempela yibo abantu abakhona kukhasi lethu ele VOA shona now pa VOA studio 7 tono kutwana arikuti chiko kulo boss uphinde wabhala ngempela ukuthi khanya ngani uboss is following on both pages anzi bophotho ya Oliver Mthukudzi ndiye yano farira anzi na Norman ndafunga dande anesu ubhalile ngempela uthi anzi thili kubathika tripa zimba ujomo ukuthi uthi good evening watching you all from DRC Kolokwezi district. My song, Vuma wa Chakara, Vuma wa Unyana. So abantu bakhona ngempela asibone ukuthi abantu bathini kukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele. Kuviwe Ndebele kukhona unesisadube uthi unjani msakazi ngiyaphila nesisa wena unjani uMario Dliwayo la ukhona kuhlelo siyakwamukela kuhlelo uMabaleka uthi watching you from DRC unjani Mabaleka uDanisa uthi how's it bafanas Mike anzi ngikwelalele ngise Jersey who's it bafo who's it now let's head over to my first guest who's joining me live ecingweni is a young gentleman he's a hit recording artist he's worked like uBaba Mthukudzi asizweni ukuthi yena uthini bekezela Nkomo ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bafo
Ngibonga mina kakhulu bakithi selibonana nabalaleli be VOA Studio 7 ngibonga kakhulu khona ngapho all the way from South Africa namhlanje kutholile nje kunandi amafu nje awekho sky is clear so siyabonga kakhulu baseshelweni
No we're excited to have you bafo let's get straight into it uBaba Oliver Mthukudzi a lot of young people have spoken clear about uBaba Mthukudzi besithi hayi bona ngempela they feel like he left not just a big dent in the Zimbabwean music industry but in the world's music industry in general they feel ukuthi bona njengesizwe hayi sekamthwakazi not just Zimbabweans kuphela kodwa they feel as though they've lost iqhawela ngempela wena uthini ngalokho bekeza
Well, the night legends don't die. They just multiply. They reincarnate. Mm. And if you look shortly, you will realize that's exactly what he did. There's a lot of us out here who took on the pattern. When he did his last show in Bulawayo in September, before he passed on, we spent the whole day together because we were booked together in that show. So it was the first time everybody had close contact with me. Baba Mthukudzi, it felt like I'd known him for years. From the breakfast show at 7 at around 6 a.m., Saturday breakfast sonke, Satchona sonke, Sashi lunch, up until Tambama, Sinjena, Sinjena, show together. And I felt that energy being passed on, you know, between the two generations. I thought that I was going to get a chance to do a song with him. Mm-hmm. But he passed on before we could do the song together. I sent him the song. He liked it, but we couldn't do it together because he was already self-sick not December, not January, up until the 23rd where he passed on. Mm-hmm. But later on, I noticed that he wasn't excited about doing a song with me. He was excited about passing the baton to me, hence the way he was speaking with me. He was not a big talker. He was a smooth talker. But he was gently and I think he saw that space. As a spiritual person, we are very spiritual as singers. So after we had the news of his passing, I was called by a private television station network, now in South Africa called ENCA. They wanted me to do a tribute of Baba Oliver Mthukudzi in studio live on TV. And I tell you the pressure that I was in to try and play Unere. I couldn't play it. I didn't know how to play it. Mm-hmm. When I was still practicing Unere, I fell asleep when I'm like, I just dozed off. I don't know how. So he came to me through a dream. Mm-hmm. And when I woke up, he didn't do anything. He just appeared. I saw him clearly. We were sitting around. He came in into the room. And when I woke up, I forgot him. So I was trying to play Mary. I played it as it is. If you want proof of that, everyone can go to my Instagram page at Belezola Music. Scroll through my timeline, you'll see a performance of Inaria that I did at Botswana sometime last year. I posted it there in a Khoisan. You will see it was just me and my guitar. That performance made DJ Sibu by South Africa to go to my Instagram page and say, Degezela, I would like to do a collaboration with you in honor of the government to do in area. So I believe that is testament of how Ubabu Oliver passed on the baton to me. And I believe there is a lot of other artists out there who are young, Abangachana, who impacted me, Male Injela. For instance, Ubabu Perita, Uzamcheli, which during his last tour, he taught the government tourism to go around the country. Abu Brian K. Arare, he was one of the lucky dudes to actually go and play for Ubabu Mtukudzi when he was at his deathbed and he couldn't get up. But when Brian K. played one of Ubabu Mtukudzi's songs, Oliver Mtukudzi stood up and got strength and he danced to his song. So there's a lot of stories of Andabanga's Kuluma on how Ubabu Mtukudzi reincarnated or multiplied. Usapila is still alive through us.
Now, Bege, as we continue to talk about legacy, Ubabu Mtukudzi, you know, a lot of young people, we saw him build the Phakare Phaya Center, you know, which targeted towards inspiring young people and just not just inspiring them, but also teaching them hands-on what it means to make music, how you're supposed to make it, and so forth. Besides his legacy from an international standpoint, because we heard you talk about DJ Sibu, Usis Perita, and so forth, from a local standpoint, is there something that he left for Nina Njengenja? I know Utwena, you're beyond just Zimbabwe, you're also in South Africa and so forth, but for local young people, is there anything that Ubabu Mtukudzi left for them?
Yeah, he did. I'm glad that you mentioned Phakare Phaya in Norton. It was a center for the young to come, and it was a space that he created for the youngsters to come and learn music and you know, the ethics of the performing arts. But within that, he went a step further to create an annual festival that was called the Solo Festival. Now, the Solo Festival, Ubabu Mtukudzi, what he did is that he encouraged artists to learn how to play an instrument and perform alone on stage without breaking. You can realize that he had an album he did that was called Ndeka Zwangu, just him alone in the guitar. He wanted to teach us how the economic in this industry to say, if the promoter calls Ndegezela and says, look, I know you're charged 65,000 for a full band, but I've got 25,000. He would encourage us to take the 25,000 and go alone and play alone. You know, because he would tell you that yesterday you didn't have the 25,000. So I think the last solo festival, Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi had was the festival about the solo festival. He had to Bahara, he had to Perita, and he had other solo artists as well. Just a second, hold on a second.
Okay, so
what Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi did is that he would encourage artists to actually come and perform as solo artists, which is one thing that I learned as well from that sort of festival. I can also come and perform just me and my guitar alone and just do that. I mean, just yesterday I was performing for the ANC 108th birthday, and it was just the last day of the moment. This is Ken said, we've got a song to do that come through. I was able to get on that stage, just me, and just performed my song just alone. So he would encourage people to learn. So locally, that's what he left us. He left us with a fishing line instead of fish.
All right, Bege, I say Aguzwa Bafo. Now, I have another guest that's lined up, so let me give you your last opportunity to usinigeze amazwi akho okugcina, and then we'll move over to the next guest. What would be your closing remarks to this conversation as we talk about Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi?
I'd like to say his legacy lives on, with Mike. His legacy lives on, and through us, incidentally, it's up to us. Yes, pretty quite big shoes to fill. But spiritually, so he will give us the strength to go on and on. Nina, at Begezela Music, check me out on Twitter, at Begezela Music on Instagram, at Begezela Music One Word, and on Facebook, at Begezela. You'll see a pretty big project that I've lined up, but I'm working in studio, not DJ Sibu, doing a remake of Imeria in a more upbeat tempo. That is another way of which we honor him. Nami, I'll be releasing my next album in September. I will also do a tribute song that I wrote to Ubabu Mtukudzi. So his legacy will never die. It will continue to live on.
All right, siyabonga Bheke. Thank you so much and good luck. We'll make sure we want to follow your journey as we await this album. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Chair.
Well, you heard it there, folks, from Ubekezela Uthi. Legends never die. They reincarnate themselves. You heard him talk about his experiences and others around him that talk about Ubaba Mthukudzi. Another thing he seemed to highlight was Ubaba Mthukudzi was international. Earlier, Aaron, I spoke about how Ubaba Mthukudzi is someone who is seen as a global icon. Now, before we head over to some cool jams of Ubaba Mthukudzi, rega intange na tura mterirongo, woktanga rikpina mchirongo, asizwe nungutu mlalilo woktalongo, na yukushelongo bani, and then we'll chat it up with the music. Kola kola mtereri, indi nomu kamchila mchirongo, mbano connecting weni, arparo narendia.
Hello, magadi mkoma, Mike.
Hey, zuru kufamba, ere mkoma.
Ah, zuru kufamba, gurize kwa muru.
Ah, ndizo indi, arparo narendia.
Ndino nzi gift makuyana, ndri kwa mtere.
Aywa, mkoma gift, tinotenda, shukuru sana kupinda mchirongo, wona imanje, gorela pura, tukaenda, munoti inazo ezo.
Ah, takara skir was a ganyanya, mkoma maiki kunyanya, zera redu tisasa kuti, wana doktori from Mthukudzi, wanu wa imba music ya itere, wane mazera ese, wanu wa imba music ya ngaini message. Saka sunu sinu tongo tiri waza kuti takara skir wa hindi, ameno tisasa wana mwa muna nongo na kufara buri rora wakati sire.
Hmm, nde, pane nziyo ya tuku ya mnofarira ere mkoma?
Ya ndiyo nyo farira ino nzipangu ndasakura ndapeza nziyo ino ndiyo sakanaka nekure kukuti mupenyu wedu kazhinji babere kiti watari savanu wakati koshera kazhinji mkulalama wakati edesa kusukuru nei kutosa tiyo pachao wano wakati wapeza saka dasuno yu zasara kwa tiri saka ndiyo edika nziyo mkwa kwa kino ndibata saka yanya kuti ndiyo ipameza saka fana niyo kutu wabere kwa wakati haa ndipa muda Ah, manzani yangu na kutoa rande kuti kune muri kwa tuku tungo tayari watne urombo ne kutakara skirwa ne gamba uyo kumuye Zimbabwe tne urombo zakare takara skirwa ne gamba amtuko zimu na tayari da wale baba wale sekuru wale mkoma buri zako mtio zao zawa imba wale pinda Zimbabwe du mu penyo wedu zese wale tibatani zawe tume Zimbabwe na kabata.
Mhm, aiwa tinotenda zikuru samkoma ne kupinda mchirongwa tinotenda. Alright, Zimbabwe Omuhle, you heard there from our first caller, Ugift uyakhuluma ngempela Hanza Aiwa Thuku. He made it very clear, even through his music, ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo Hanza Chimuti ndirikusira. Now let's head over to some music of Ubaba Mthukudzi. The first song I'm going to introduce to you is a song. Earlier on I mentioned ukuthi Ubaba Mthukudzi was international. So let's check out a reincarnation that he made of ingoma yakhe Neria, where he featured a lady, Smith, a blacksmith, Mambazo. Azisha wana producer, let's check it out. Mbona ngani ingoma yahlupha ukuthola. Whilst we look for the...
Mariana, we. Kuvirwa ne murume anga, zino na moyo we bulinga. Saore moyo kaneria Mwari anewe Saore moyo kaneria Mwari anewe Mwari anewe
kaneria
Mwari anewe
Sise mhlabeni Alusa kethi nantandane Kutankali zinyembezi Nantu sise mhlabeni
Neria Usaure moyo kaneria kwai mwari anewe leamuzwa ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi with Lady Smith Black Mambazo. Let's check out ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook. Abantu ngempela khona khanya abantu bakhona Tendai arikutanza aiwa phone aya papa Cape Town ndirikukona it notenda zvikuru mukoma Tendai tichakufonerai Jairos naye obvisa number hanzi watching you Tuku Music ndizo hanzi nyanga yenzo Obey uti VOA Studio 7 munondi pisa manyemwe I say bonga kakhulu. Now let's head over to my second guest before si qaluthatha abanye abalaleli. Let's hear what he has to say. Umnumzana uFarai Mufuti, he's a musician ungale kwelengilandi. Farai, welcome to the program, buddy. Skipan.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining, brother. Namhla we're speaking about Ubaba Mtukudzi. Oliver Mtukudzi, earlier on we had another guest, Ubegezela, who was speaking about the legacy, and he said, in his firm opinion, the one thing about Oliver Mtukudzi that he can say is, legends never die, they reincarnate themselves. What do you have to say about the legacy of Ubaba Mtukudzi?
I definitely concur with that sentiment. I think, just even speaking in greater depth to that legacy, I think what he was able to do was not only represent the art of Zimbabwe and who he was as a father and as a performer in our country, but he was able to also equally export our cultural artistic value by virtue of how he worked in Southern Africa and in particular in Africa at large by looking at it collectively as looking at music as an opportunity to demonstrate our cultural diversity and equally the uniqueness of the Zimbabweanness, as it were, but also essentially create an identity with the international market by creating value for us. You know, he toured extensively festivals in Canada, America, as you know. And so he not only was he a legend in that sense, in the purest sense of the term, but he equally was someone who became a national ambassador to the cultural value system that defines us as Zimbabwean. So he was beyond just a musician. He was an icon, and his stature in African music and progressing the African agenda is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Now, Farai, as we speak about Ubaba Mtukudzi, you spoke about, you know, how he was international, and a lot of people have acknowledged Ubaba Mtukudzi wasn't just known as a musician, he was also a philanthropist, he was a goodwill ambassador, he was a family man. What do you have to say about the legacy, what he left for Abantu Basakhulayo?
Well, you know, it's just beyond having a sense of self-identity as Zimbabweans, as Africans, as a musician. I think one thing he always pushed was the agenda of us having a sense of originality, to be able to articulate your music and to not leave your identity behind your music. And he was able to, especially in a world where culture is at war, you know, in terms of dominant cultures, he wanted us to be able to have to be able to sing any genre of not distorting your intellectual capabilities, but equally respecting local information as well, local cultures, local histories, and the things that form us as a people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the most powerful things that he gave us as a young generation. But not only notwithstanding that, he equally allowed us to respect the arts, to have culturally, our culture has always shunned the arts as something that is not seen as intelligent. But he was able to demonstrate not just financially, but equally through the message within his music, the sense of depth and cultural value that it gave. So he left us a long lasting lesson that art can be a way of society, and he didn't only just teach one society, but it was a world message. And till today, I think you'd find that I'm currently in Germany, and you'd find that he has a name here. He has footprints in America, he has footprints in England, and he did exceedingly well in exporting the intelligence that comes within our culture and our social value system.
Mhm. Wathi ngikubamba umlomo Farai, let me take a caller and then I'll come back to you. Angithi baba.
Okay, no problem.
All right, Muriel Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Umnumzana uFarai Muvuti, yena laye ukumsebenza wokuhlabela just like ubekezela, and uFarai laye uyasho phela umbono wakhe for about imbali eka babu Oliver Mthukudzi. Wena uthini ngo double khona egudwini? What do you have to say about legacy eka babu Mthukudzi? Bhala phela umbono wakho ukukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele nyora imaondrenyu pa page redu re VOA Shona. Abafisa ukungena kuhlelo, you can text your name and number ku Facebook ukukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele. Asithathe umlaleli ngathithole imthereri arikupinda mchirongwa tinze ukuthi iwo vanoti yenuthini ngembali kababa Mthukudzi. Khola mthereri ndinomgamchira imchirongwa ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ndiyana ripopa ninarapo.
Mkoma Mike Masera sei ndimkoma Donald Mamboma.
Ah mkoma Doni ndeipi.
Yidi sei mkoma Mike.
Ah bobo.
Ndine chirongwa chakanaka chandofarira ku zitaro kuti Oliver Mthukudzi izita guru pasirose. It's unfortunate kuti hatisine hatinavo paringuva inoyi, asi zvavakasiya vatiita legacy yavo ichararama kusikaani kusingagumi.
Zvino
basa ravakabata
endirembe
ndikati basa ravakabata vachidzidzisa noti ukuimba kwava Mthukudzi kwakusiri kungoimba kungochero vashaura kana kuti zvaiva zvine dziso mukati ndiyo dzavo dzese mukadzerera kambo nekambo maalbumu ese yavangava nawo mukatirira kambo iyi muchiita song by song pane meseji iripo dzokutinotobata ziviri zvitatu zvaungadzida ipapo. Saka vamutukudzi ndizva ndonyaya yekuvatidza kuti ndedzi dzavo vanga vane meseji ende vaiyambira mara vanira tinoita kwete kuti vanga vachiimba zvimwe zvezvinoitika uku society medu matinenge tiri ndizvo zvavanyaya kutarisana nazvo izvozvo. Saka ende kubatsira kwavakazoita mukatarisa kuti vamutukudzi bva vachitanga vaibana naJames Chimombe vachingobatsira kuti vachitanga. Asi mukatarisa makolaboration avakaita nevanhu vakaita nevanhu vakawanda wanda vamwaimbi vachitumidzira vamwe vaimbi vana Sulu vana Ja Praise vana vanhu vakawanda vamwe vasingagoni kutoreva vana Toki vana Matthias Mhere vakatumidzira vaimbi vakawanda vaimbi vazhinji vakapupura nemaoko avasamanyanga. Kana vanhu vakada kutenda kana vanoda kutenda vane chipo chekutenda vanogona kuchinda Tamanyanga pane roya vakaplaya vaindi vatinavo nhasi
ndekapi kanziyo katiku kamunofarira mukomadhoni.
Ndinofarira nziyo dzavo dzakawanda asi mukandiridzirawo chokuti ngwarai vanangu then kuita yekuti kumunga hakunapwa. Izvozvo zvakanyanya izvozvo then kuita anonzi rwangoma Mutavara ya wanyadzokuwa ukateerera sounyadzokuwa kuti ya ndiyo dzakabikwa idzi.
Wai makasarudza nziyo idzodzo dzinorevei kwamuri?
Kambo kekuti ngwarai ndinonasi kuti kakanyanya kunangana neupenyu hwenherera kana mwana akakura ari nherera nokuti vanhu mukatisa pameseji yavanenge vanoimba vachiti mukai ndikazoti nemuyandi patinenge tadinya kuri vati vanenge vafa ini vana vangu musara muvhure maiso mungwari hama dzinogununurai dzakapinga. Pai usazongoti hausharehwa kana kuti chavadhisaidha ivo vamwe veukama ungoti yes yes. Saka iyi meseji yakasimba yekuti kana uri nherera unofanirwa kutozvimiririrawo ndo chinhu chandakanyanya kudzidza pasomuyo iyoyo chandakafarira kuti tinovhura meso kuti vamwe vanenge vachida kuita sevanokubatsira but vanenge vakakupinga ndare. Saka ukateerera somu iyoyo ine meseji imwe iri dhipi yekuti ukangoiteerera zvako usanyatsodzamisa pfungwa unogona ngona kuti inongwa somu but ukazodzamisa pfungwa unozia zvinoti aho
right mukoma Doni tichipeta huri kuronemi mune mazwi here ekukandira kune mhuri yava Mthukudzi?
Manzi ndinawo mukoma Mike, manzi andingangosiyira mhuri yava Mthukudzi. It's unfortunate kuti mwana wavo semukomana vakava nechirongwa chachavaitinzwau nemhuri mudanga vachidzidzisa vachidzidzisa nenda mwana wavo asi kuti zvakangofambawo nepamwe mari akaita matongero avo. Ivo vakatozoimba vakati ndakaronga dondo zvavaifunga kuti ivo ndivachatanga semu osarawo asi zvavakaronga havo dondo asina kutonga kwamwari hatina zvatingaita asi kwaskana wavo tikataka tinoona kuti zvirikuratidza kuti vamutukudzi negazi yavo iri pasi kana vana vavo vasikana vana seuma varipo vasikana vavo vose vari kuzama kuratidza kuti vanoda kuti zita rababa vavo risarova saka ivapo ndinofara nazvo izvozvo zvinhu zvandinofadza zvino zvinotifadza chaizvo saka ndongoti pamhuri yavo ngavarambe madivisions mamwe anomboitika tiga kuti pose pane pasiwa panomboitikawo matenshenzi vamwe vachitakukonana vachitandirana vakubhura matei asi toda ngoti zita rava mutukudzi risarova legasi yavo mutukudzi ngaisegekova nokuda kwaizvozvo vana vavo vasikana ava tinoona kuti varikuita zvinofadza chaizvo tinoona hedu kuti panogona kunge pane vakakata mahenze but seumu ari kufadza chaizvo chero paakaya akamboita masho ake kunana Cape Town tari kuti mutukudzi haringarovi kana varipo kana kuchazoyawo muzvikuru kana kuti samanyanga hatiri kuti mbiri yavo ingonzi yangotsakatika nokupera kwavo iwo munhu anga ari munhu mukuru
aiwa atakunzwa zvakanaka mukomaoniyavo
tinoona sekuti varipo kuda kwebasa ravakasiya vaita maalbhamu ese avakasiya kana mukazongowana wakanguva kupera mongozovovawo ngwarai kana munako ikoko
ndontwarizvisa zvaio tichakutsvagirai mukomadhoni tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa
maita basa mukoma mai maita basa nekutiira pazuva rakanaka kudai
aiwa totenda
zvikurukurangarira mabasa asamanyanga
Right, mhuri yeZimbabwe, you just heard there from umlaleli wetu uDonald Mamboma. Ngezokutsinyilo munyu umlaleli ndirikunzwa kuti ndine umwe mutereri asizoni kuti yena umlaleli uthini ngodabule khona ekodwini. Kola kola mutereri ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo aripo parinhari ndiyani.
Makadiko.
Aiwa tiri nani ndiani aripo parinhari apo?
Nditarisai madhoki pakofa kunya.
Mukoma tarisai zviri kufamba here?
Aiwa bo zvekuti dhu
onai manje mukoma tari taane gore mushakabvutuku aenda munoti nazvo izvozvo
ya zvinotibaya mutuku yange iri mbehuri chaiyo yaikumasamanyanga chaiwo asikungoti pakaita zvako kuparadzaniswa kwenyama asi tinotifambai murugare ava samanyanga vaindinakidza kana ndikaririko kasingo todiniokufarakavo
aiwa takudza zvakanaka mukoma
zvanga zvitaurwa namukomawo abvao rit ichokwadi dzodzo murume uyo akabata basa guru refu kwete rekutamba naro zvokuti hakuna umwe angazvigona izvozvoizvo akatigonera akatisiyira nhaka hombe cha
hakuna kana vechidiki vanogona kuzviitawo here mukoma
kusina hakuna cheresa hatishe takazvigona zvazvo
saka murita hapana
anga asina kuti asina rusarura kuti ii gospel isungura ichi aibatsira pese anga asingasaruri
zvino mukoma tarisai tichitarisa nyaya yekuti ivo vamutukudzi and vakabuda pachena vachinyatsotaura vachiti vechidiki hanzi remangwana nderenyu takaona vakavhura pakare paye studios vachida kubatsirawo vechidiki nemaonderenyu pane zvavakaitira vechidiki munyika ya
ipapo vakatigonera because pakare paapa tinoita zvatinoda napo saka kutapashei zvedu vakatigonera pakatosiya nedzimwe nzvimbo isusu vechidiki vakatigonera zvisingaiti zvokuti hatina kutenda zvikuru
aiwa takunzwai zvakanaka mukoma tarisai petai muchikanda mazwi maviri matatu kune mhuri yavamutukudzi
ndinoko mhuri yavamutukudzi ndongoti ngatichenei tiine tariro inzira yedu tose hapana chatakatira mwari tiepo panyika hapana chatakatira mwari tisabve panyika saka zviriko kwatiri tese neso tichateera zveduva saka ngavazore murugare ngatichemeni tariro
aiwa tinotenda zvikurusa mukoma tari
aiwa paribvoo maita basa
right mutswakazomuhle you just heard there from umnumzana utarisai uya akhuluma phela ukuthi hayi ubaba umthukudzi he left shoes so big ukuthi kube khona umuntu ozagcwalisa his shoes hayi kuthiwa it's scary so ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomunye umlaleli I'm not sure if I have another caller ngilomunye umlaleli na do I have another caller okay akula mlaleli let's go back to ufarai and then we'll go back to some music of uyena ubaba umthukudzi farai are you still on the line farai
yes I am
okay so you heard the callers they echoed their sentiments and they all are heartbroken because of that and some of them feel as though the legacy that umthukudzi left was so big so big What do you have to say as a young musician too about the legacy that Mtukudzi left, especially for the youth of Zimbabwe?
Well, you know, to put it this way, we my band and I, when we played, we played primarily to the European markets. And of course, you know, you'll have the African diaspora market that we are equally played for. And what we found to be a great contribution, at least as for me, which I led in the writing of the songs and co-productions and so forth, is that sound matters. But more so, to greater depth, messaging matters. What we are talking about in our songs, and equally the style. How separate are we in terms of how are we able to place the national identity of who we are and where we're coming from? All these senses, these sentiments of identity, he really taught us to not separate them. He would take his whole self, his upbringing, his background, everything about himself was fully put and instilled in the music. And that's why it meant so much to people. That's why it's a national treasure, because he was able to instill a sense of his own individuality into the music and not separate his critical identity, what he was himself. I actually noticed something today when I was preparing for this, in an interview that he had in Canada, how stubborn he was when it came to preserving the African image. So he was having an interview in Canada, and the interviewee made a joke that, you know, we hope that when the people come to your show, they don't actually use Zimbabwean time. And he became a very stern face and said, it's not Zimbabwean time, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
As to demonstrate how he valued how Africa was perceived, how Zimbabwe was perceived, and how equally specifically how he was perceived. So he was a man of high stature. So I think the legacy that we take away as the youth is to carry on with that sense of national pride and that sense of continental pride and who we are as a people. But as we carry on with it, let us equally instill it in our production, in our music. Let us equally, we are the ambassadors of art and culture from our country. So you speak to a German band, they're going to talk about, they're going to identify themselves with who they are. As is the case with Jamaica, as would be the case in the United States. I think one of the crystal things, the critical thing that I think he contributed amongst many others, mm-hmm. is his sense of pride in who he was and how he never left that behind in his music.
Mm-hmm. All right, Farai, what's your bum? Mumlomong, Tatum, Mumlalin, Dizotum, Mum Terri, Arbuti. Yes, Oxmilum, Lalilung, and I would say, Colum Terri, Yagam Gelok Shalom, but no connect to me.
Hello?
Yes, Papa, how are you?
Yapira, Mike.
Ngibani connecting wena? Baba Mhlanga ukayintate ko
ngiseBotswana lapha.
Kunjani eBotswana baba?
Hayi siyaphila baba.
Nantu dabo olukhona egudwini baba. 1 year late ubaba uMthukudzi usehambile. Abantu abasakhulayo bayakhala uthini no dabo lukhona baba?
Silahlekile baba, uOliver Mtukudzi silahlekile, sikuthanda kakhulu.
Ungathini ngembali yakhe baba Clifford?
Kulu baba lo, usebenzile kakhulu uOliver Mtukudzi, silahlekile kakhulu.
Kukhona na ongathi he's left for abantu abasakhulayo elizweni baba?
Kukhona baba.
Ngathini usejeleni abantu
abasaphila? Angithi ube khona, ube yenza ukuhlanganisa abantu amagigi yakhe. Angithi wabona ukuthi kathethi ube khona ukubuya lapha azothaya labatswana lapha. So khonokhana kuyathengisa ukuthi ulobudlelwana kunjalo nje uMtukudzi all over the country. Lakhonapha ma ungabulalele amaradio ayebuTswana bakhuluma ngayo ukuthi legend.
Usakhona baba Clifford?
Ngikhona
baba. Right. Awuphosele phele amazwi akho okugcina, uphosele kumuleka baba uThuku.
Hayi, ngithi bangalahlizele kona kuphela, baqhubeke uNkulunkulu khona.
UNkulunkulu
khona, siye phambili. Angithi kule club le akade seyivulile lapha eZimbabwe lapha.
Ngempela.
So ye pambili I problem ye government yakithi mani government yakithi hayi ye problem corruption too much. Uyabona ye problem ekhona lapha.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Clifford.
Abahlabeleli bakhone ukuthi bakhone ukuthi abahlabeleli labo kanye kumele I government ibancedise ukuthi ba produce ingoma zabo. Ukuthi kathethe mawena ungabe iphela anti uyabona ukuthi ngesikhathi sabo mdalo Oliver Mfukuthi bebekhona ukuthi uyotshwa ma ukuthiwa ingoma phela u-Oliver Mfukuthi bengahlabela ingoma ngokucabangela umuntu ukuthi usuku njani kumbe ipolitiki njani uyabona ubehlabela ingoma zakhe ngobunono ngokuthi uzabe hlabela ingoma lawe uyizwa ungamtshela nje mina ngilindebele ethi joka tande bakhumana ndafunga kwethu
joka hayi siyakuzwa baba Clifford danki danki nokungena kuhlelo akithi baba
iyabonga baba Mike ubumfonela njalo nkosi yami
no problem baba Clifford sizakufonela ngithi baba All right, Maria Zimbabwe, you just heard from Clifford Mhlanga. Hanzi aiwa dzoka uyamwe ndiyo nziyo yano farira vanyatsotaura kuti aiwa hanzi nyika yeZimbabwe aiwa takarasikirwa negama zvechokwadi tudzewo maondero enyu kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa musakanganwe +12026192077 ndiyo namba yekufona munokwanisa zvekare kundinyorera maondero enyu pawhatsapp pa +12026520318 now earlier on umnumzana uDonald Mamboma and other callers came in and they were saying ukuthi ilegacy ka baba Mthukudzi, the one thing they can say is ukuthi legends never die, kuthiwa its spirit sabo moves on. And Donald Mamboma came in and he also talked about his daughter Usama Mthukudzi. Now, whilst on the same issue of Usama Mthukudzi, 4 days ago Usama released a song, a dedication to her father. Let's take a look at that dedication and then we'll hear more ukuthi lewubona njani udabula khona kutwini.
Ayiwa baba manisindira.
Hanzi na Sama Mthukudzi aiwa baba manditsimbira. That song is 7 minutes long. Unfortunately, we can't play the whole song. Kodwa, if you're looking to check it out, you must go to her YouTube page, Selma Mthukudzi. Muchamudzwa chinyatso imba hanzi. Aiwa baba mandidzimbira. Father, 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 why did you leave me? You've left me hurt. Asizweni ukuthi uFarai uthini yena ngodabule khona kutwini. Let's go back to my guest, uFarai Mufuti. Farai, usakhona ecingweni.
Yes, I'm here.
Now, Farai, Ubaba Mthukudzi did something very special that very few artists can do. He sang language-specific songs. However, he was embraced across all cultures, all races worldwide. How is it that an artist can do something like that?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. I think it speaks to the level of depth Oliver Mthukudzi had, which is comparative to you know people like Tenise Keita, if not larger, who sense of self worth and understanding of the cultural norms that formed them and made them were able to draw in people of different cultures. I think it's the fact that he was centered around his own sense of identity. He understood the cultural norms and the cultural value systems that made us as Zimbabwe, and understood how to leverage them to the external. I don't think it's something he went to sort out. I think it's just an amazing talent, and he had an amazing, unique voice
amazing uniqueness about his sounding, his sound production was only identifiable to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the outstanding originality that came not only with his music production, that came also with the uniqueness of his voice, but equally buttressed by the heavy message, the message that was associated with the sense of depth, rich culture, social value systems that were moralistic and educational, at the same time profoundly beautiful. You know, opened up that market for him. So I don't think there's a method and a program that one can instill or a plan one can follow. I think he was all around unique in that sense, and you'll find it with all the other legends that have contributed to African music as he did. They were very sophisticated in their talent, but equally relatable, even though they sang in a vernacular language.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you one more time. Ngithathe umunyu mlaleli, let me read some comments, and then I'll come back to you.
No problem.
All right, Muriye Zimbabwe. So, gathiwe ukuthi bani wari kuthi chipa WhatsApp zwekhari. The Big Mike, ugulo muntu obhalayo uthi The Big Mike JTK Under Your Voice. I want to know who Gamchira Mchirongwa. Thank you so much for tuning in. Panomwaru Munyoranzi Tuku was a star. Nziyo Yano Farira. Neria. Tamboyiriza Neria. That was a song. Gulo Nyoni Lae Uti. Hi. Uti. Hello. That's Fortune Nyoni in Wange. How are you? Tuku was the best teacher. Lo Munyoni who is in Wange. Ngezo njalo Gulo Munyo Opalae Uti. Aiwa. Samanyanga Raive Gamba Guru. I want to know Tenda Zukuru and Raimberim. We'll be reading it live on air, and those that are looking to join, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, so you can write your name and number in the comment section, and we'll be calling you live on air. I hear uguthi ngilomunyu umlaleli ongena ukuhlelo, asizona ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini ngoba lokho khona ekhotweni. Khola khola mthereri, ndinomgamchira mchirongwa, ngibani khona ecingweni.
Sanibonani.
Yebo baba, unjani?
Ikhona singabuzali nabadala.
Ngibani khona ecingweni.
Fortune Wange.
How, Baba Fortune? I just read the comment. Yaku kunjani Wange?
I am the Raja, which is out there at the city.
Nantu Tabulu Kono Kutu in Fortune. 1 year later, Utukusa and Bilo Utni. Ngalemba.
Yeah, can you tell me, Uvado, what we are in for any of the detail, especially about Tabakura, even Avaland, the value. Ikakhulu nxa ngisiza ingoma yakhe engakhula ngizwa ngingakabikwazi ithoni ngaze ngakhula ngaze ngabakwazi ithoni
Gaoripo. Which song is that, Baba?
Ndiwewe Gaoripo.
Oh, Ndiwewe Gaoripo. Okay. Isho ukuthini kuwe le ngoma?
Baba?
Bengithi, what does that song mean to you, Baba Nyoni?
Ingoma liyana ithipo na wanye zuku tukarene rajabuda. Go to end of the day.
I say thing Baba Nyoni. Uphosela amazwi akho okugcina kule muleka Baba Thuku. Njalo usitshela ukuthi uBaba Thuku, is there anything specific that you think ukuthi washiyela abantu abasakhulayo?
Ya ubaba into ethenga ukuthi emulinga kwaThuku ay
All right, Muriye Zimbabwe, that was Nyoni. Arunya Tutaurao, Maundra Ake, Anzai, Wabatu, Kutarasi, Kirwa, Muriye Zimbabwe, Tose, Ndebele, Shona, Kalanga, everybody, and Tarasi, Kirwa, Negamba, Guru, Sesla, Shegelo, Likawe, Langempela. Asizona ukuthi ngiyeza ukuthi kulo munye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo ndukuzondina umo shekare mthereri arukhinda mchirongwa asizona ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini ngodabule khona egodwini khola khola mthereri ndinomgamchira mchirongwa ngubani khona ecingweni.
Makati.
Aiwa tiri nani ndiani aripo parunhare apo?
Ndimbuya.
Mukoma. Ndakuti mukoma mbuya. Orai mbuya zviri kufamba. Ai watiri nani, mapinda kamchirongwa gore rapfuura, mushaka vhutuku vaenda, munoti nazvo izvozvo.
Aiwa mushaka vhutuku vakatisira, vanatuku vakawanda. Kuenda kwavatuku hatina kurasikirwa, saka tiwana vanatuku vakawanda kana vaindi vechipika vakatenda kuti vakatisirwa navatuku. There must be something big that they should do. Yes.
What is
it? My imbira vatuku vaibatanidza ma political parties nyango muna ari webatweri vaiwana vachingarara kuzara PF neku MBC vachienda. Kura kuti munhu aigona kubatanidza anga asina zviya zvokuchiri. Inorerekera kwakati. Kana vanenge vatadza kumudzisawo masongo saake ndo vanenge vatadza asi airamba akamira paambire. Saka kune vaimbi vedu vechipiki zvinoti makadzidzei kuna vatuku. Kushaya kwavatuku pakati pavanatuku vakawanda pakati dyarira vaimbi vatinofanira kudana navo kuti vaimbiri yavatuku ienderere mberi. Kuna Selma mwana wavatuku ziva mujete. Halo,
ndikunzwa, endai mberi baba.
Ndikunzwa. Selma mwana wavatuku zvaari zvakaitika manje pane zvavari kupagagava ravo riri mumusha mavo iye aifanira kuzvii minipisa semwana and I think nekuda kwokuti vanhu vario vanozikanwa zvozvavo zvakaenda pajekerere asi iye semwana aide azvininipisa kune iyeye akasiyiwa navatuku kana toenda pamarait chaivo chaivo vakadzi kuna iyewo kana iyewo seuma chaiye kana mudzimai wese ari muzimbabwe shuwa hakuna asingafari kuona murume wake achimusiyira zvinhu hazvinei kuti anenge afa kuti saka kureva kuti zvinhu zvaakutanga kuti ngazviinde kusara kuti ngazvitorwe nehama kune songu yambotaura namukoma vaya inonzi ngwarirai ndinoidawo zvikuru songu yandinoti naive seuma ngaazama kuiridza songu yababa vake aone zvainotaura because inotaura inobatanidza inomutsiura senherera kuti azive nehaamutungamiriri pakare paya kana iye asipo haibudirire saka aripo pakuzvininipisa and I think vandaana kana ndichiteera ndaiteerawo tuku
kwakaita
mukombo kuti vade semu zvakaita sekuti seuma akafara kuti mwanakomana watuku ashaya saka iye ndiye avepo
aiwa mukoma
tuku haana kufara nazvo
izvozvo
saka iye ngaazvione
aiwa tanzwa kubva kune muteereri anga achitaurawo maondoro ake pamusoro penhoroondo yamushakabvu baba tukudzi. Now muri ezimbabwe pasara 2 minutes, regai tikurumidze tiroyewo one last song ekababu mutukudzi. Hanzi kusatenda uroi, topeta chirongwa. Let's take a look at the last song that we have queued up for you all. Ingoma ekababu mutukudzi, kusatenda uroi. Let's go. Baba Oliver Mutukudzi hanzi aiwa kusatenda huroi. Muri Zimbabwe tashuka kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi. I would have loved to give all guests mnumzana Farai Mavuti his last opportunity to wrap up. Godwa is kati sese sliwe mangoi. Ndinotenda munhu wese apinda muchirongwa. Today on The Connection we're celebrating the life of the late Dr. Oliver Mutukudzi. Anokuoneka ine mufaro. Ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Muri Zimbabwe tosangana pa Instagram nepa Twitter @BigMike3BIG MYKE3. That's my username. Hurukure ya ipere panapa. Ngatirendere peri pa social media. Anokwene kaini mfaro. Imi umai kobe. Bye bye.